Welcome into the DNVR Rockies podcast. I am your host, Susie Hunter. We've got Tiff producing today.
Hello.
And we actually have some Rockies news, some updates to the 40-man roster that we are going to get into as well. But guys, what an interesting winter meetings. This has been so quiet. We'll compare with just how quiet it is compared to other years, especially last year. But yeah, we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about how the Rockies did in the draft lottery. And Bud Black was on MLB Network yesterday. We'll talk about a few things he said. I'll give you one spoiler, though. He did not once say that's baseball on live television. Very disappointed. Will I get over it? Time will tell. And also, we found out that Mike Trout will never win a World Series ring. Confirmed. All right, Rockies news starts now. First of all, just moments ago, right before we went live, the Rockies made a move. They selected a pitcher in the Rule 5 draft, righty Anthony Molina. So he is from the Tampa Bay Rays organization. The Rockies got the third pick in this Rule 5 draft because they go in reverse order of standings, and the Rockies had the third worst record in baseball last year. They get the third pick, righty Anthony Molina. So he's a starter. Apparently he has a 4.5 ERA over 122 innings pitched. That was last season through AA and AAA with the Rays. But he is from Venezuela. We love our Venezuelans, but that is what the Rockies did. The rumored corresponding move, obviously they had to remove someone from the 40-man. We've heard that it's Connor Siebold. Jonathan Mayo of MLB.com was the first person to report that. I haven't seen anything quite yet confirming that for sure, but they had to release someone. Probably would be him. Poor Connor Siebold. He's a nice guy, but just didn't quite have it. Kind of lost it a little bit through the season. Guys, I will also add, as always, if you're in the chat, leave some questions, leave some comments. We're going to talk some baseball for the next few minutes. Next half hour-ish, give or take. Mark in the chat, where'd you get that shirt? It's pretty sweet. Guys, this is the Todd Helton giveaway jersey from last year. If you're watching us on YouTube, this is the giveaway shirt.
That
it's so
sweet.
Yeah, this is like the best giveaway. I was out of town, actually. I'd never miss Rockies games, but I think I was out of town for a wedding when this came out. And I made RG snag me one from the park. But yeah, this was one of the great giveaways. Actually, Nick, our social media video guy, was like, oh, wait, I saw that same exact jersey at a thrift store. And I was like, he was like, yeah, I saw it and it looked fake. I'm like, well, like, it's not a real jersey, but like, this is a pretty sick giveaway.
Yeah, that's awesome. Which thrift store?
Yeah. I love the Gen Zs. Like, they're so, Gen Z loves to thrift. Are you a thrifter, Tiff?
I don't like do hauls. I don't really believe in doing thrift hauls. Like, that's just not really my jam. But I will definitely like wander around a little. And
what is a thrift haul? Like when you just like buy a ton of stuff from a thrift store?
Yeah.
Oh.
So like, but like, I don't know.
Yeah.
To me, like, I don't know. There's people that really need those things. So
yeah.
For me to like go in and just like grab a bunch of things, like that just kind of like,
It's not in the spirit of thrifting.
It's not in the spirit of thrifting.
I'm following you.
Yeah.
I'm following you. I'm glad we're talking about this. Guys, Mark also in the chat. I'm excited for Molina despite not knowing much about him yet. We're all about to learn a ton about him together. But also the other big piece of Rockies news is that the draft lottery happened and the Rockies actually landed at number 3. The Rockies will have the third overall pick for the 2024 draft. So some people are a little disappointed in this because the Rockies did have the highest chance along with two other teams to land the number 1 overall pick. I'm happy with number 3. Also, they landed higher among the teams with the top odds, okay? So the A's and the Royals also had an 18-ish% chance to snag a number 1 pick. I think the Rockies at number three, I can live with that. I'm good with that. So this will make the draft much more interesting. The last time the Rockies had a number three overall pick was Brendan Rodgers in 2015. And then a couple years before that in 2013, John Gray was a number three overall pick too. Listen, I think we've had some really good luck with third overall picks. I am good with this. I'd be a little more hype if it was the number two pick or the number one pick. Strangely enough, both of the number one and number two teams in the draft next year. Ohio, what a time to be from Ohio. The Guardians snagged the first overall pick in that draft lottery. And funny enough, the Guardians, who have been around for such a long time, have never had a first overall pick. So this will be the first time they've had a ton of second overall picks, but never a number one. And the Reds. Okay, I don't know if I like the Reds having the number two pick, because they actually had quite an interesting season last year. And they've got a lot of really good talent right now. I don't love that they have the number two pick. What are you going to do about it? There's nothing we can do. We can't change that. But I'm excited. Clint Hurdle was also the Rocks rep, by the way. So he was there representing the Rockies. I would have loved to have seen what interview he would have given if the Rockies did snag that number one pick. But we're not going to live in the past. We're not going to live in the past, guys, okay? Also interesting, though, Brad Paisley was making these selections at this draft lottery, which I thought was hilarious. It was kind of weird to me at first, but, you know, they're in Nashville. Got to have a country star in there. Also, it really seems like MLB is just like ready to put an expansion team in Nashville. So I think this whole winter meeting situation was a nice little warm up, for Nashville to maybe show MLB what they have to offer in terms of being a baseball town. I would love a team in Nashville. I think that would be a no brainer for sure. But yeah, we we're just keeping track of all the rumors happening, because the Rule 5 draft is happening literally right now. So we do know, I'm looking for other names that maybe are pretty big and interesting. The Angels, interestingly enough, they had a spot open on their 40-man. They had the number 7 pick in the Rule 5 draft. They passed. Very interesting. The Pirates passed too. Red Sox passed. And no one has snagged anyone from the Rockies. Yeah. All right. Oh, wait. The Pirates actually in the next round. The Rockies have now lost possession of Phineas Del Bonta Smith. He is a right-handed pitcher too. So this is what we see. Oh, and the Giants snagged Nick Garcia, also from the Rockies organization. We are keeping an eye on all of this. It's Wednesday right now. I think we should probably shout out our friends at Circa Sportsbook. We love our friends at Circa Sportsbook. As long as you are in the state of Colorado, you can make all the bets you want. Because, I mean, listen, we love Circa Resort. But, like, you can have all the magic of Circa in your cell phone. But, yeah, make sure download the Circa Sportsbook app. It's available in Colorado. But you must be 21 or older. All rights reserved. Circa Sports Colorado encourages you to gamble responsibly. If you have a gambling problem, call or text 1-800-GAMBLER or visit problemgamblingcolorado.org. But, yeah, you get the magic of Circa in your phone. Also, make sure if you're booking at Circa Resort and Casino in Vegas, maybe if you're going out for any of the exciting sporting events happening in Vegas coming up, they've got the first ever adults-only casino resort. Saves lots of time checking IDs. They've got the largest sports book in the world. It's 3 stories. It's like a stadium. It is built like a stadium, but it's a sports book. They've also got a big old casino. They've got Stadium Swim, which is like, mwah, chef's kiss, something that I think is the most brilliant idea. It's a place, it's a giant sports bar. Oh, yeah, but it's also a pool. And it's open 365 days a year, too. So no matter what time of the year you're going to Vegas, sometimes pools aren't open. This pool's always open. I think that's so fun. But, yes, gamble responsibly, guys. If you have a gambling problem, call or text 1-800-GAMBLER or visit problemgamblingcolorado.com. Guys, Breck Brew. I think we have an actual beer of the month now. It's the Christmas ale. Oh my gosh, the Christmas ale is the beer of the month now, guys. And it is $6 for a pint of that at the DNVR bar. Also, that's like a strong beer. So this is probably like the best deal you could possibly get. But Breck Brew, of course, has a beer for any occasion. No better way to watch a game than with an ice cold Breck Brew in your ice cold pint glass. And they have been making beer right here in Colorado for more than 33 years. It all comes down to their love and passion for making good beer. So check out breckbrew.com for the beer locator to find a Breck Brew near you. Ooh. Ooh, did we just go black for a second? I feel like every time there's like an electrical shock, the camera goes black a little bit. It's static season. Love that, love that. All right, guys. Let's talk about some other baseball news, some Rockies headline. We've gotten through some Rockies headlines. Let's get into some other people's headlines, shall we? Mike Trout will never be traded. This is what we found out yesterday. Angels GM Perry Mineason said that Mike Trout will definitely not be traded. And that is a damn shame. I mean, like, I don't know what he's worth right now. He was injured again this season. But he's also just like one of the best players of all time. And he's just wasting away on this team that can't seem to get it together. So when I hear that they will never trade Mike Trout, when I heard that he signed that big long contract, I was like, oh, he will never win a World Series. And now that they will never trade him, I'm like, yep, definitely never. And I feel bad for him, but also he decided to sign that contract. Like, you can use your brain also and be like, you know what? I think this is one of those teams that's not going to figure it out.
This is why we have agents, or like, that's why they have agents and stuff. Like, yeah. Come on.
But also, I mean, like, you can't blame, okay, he's not a, Yaya's like, blame it on CTE. I'm like, he's not a full, oh, you can't even blame it on CTE. You know, you can't. Oh, now, I know he's built like a football player, but he's not a football player. But see, agents, I mean, maybe the agent is why this happened in the first place, because they gave him so much money. And agents want a piece of that money, too. They want their 10%.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Yeah. So it might be the agent's fault that he went for the money as opposed to going for a World Series ring. Mike Trout.
Rough.
Mike Trout, you broke my heart when you signed that contract, and I will never get over it. All right. Hey, Phillies manager Rob Thomson, he has been extended through 2025. AJ Hinch, too, of the Tigers, also extended, but for longer than through 2025. It was a long-term contract extension. I don't think we know the details of that extension, but that's what we got going on. All right. We're watching Shohei. This is like the reason for the season right now. Shohei is the biggest free agent. He is clogging up the free agent market a little bit because no one else can make these big moves until the biggest domino falls into place. So we're keeping an eye. The widely accepted rumor right now is that he'll make a decision by the end of the weekend. Oh my goodness, I am so ready for this to just be done so we can just see a waterfall of transactions happening. But there was some drama yesterday that all centered around Dave Roberts, manager of the Dodgers. Dave Roberts told the media that they met with Ohtani and that it went well. And then, of course, Dodgers GM Brandon Gomes was maybe not too happy to be asked about that conversation. He was surprised. He was surprised that Dave Roberts said something. Apparently, Shohei was also rumored to be spotted in Dunedin on Monday. That's where the Blue Jays have their spring training facility. Very interesting stuff. There was a report yesterday. Bob Dightingale apparently caused a lot of drama yesterday. The Cubs, he had tweeted out that the Cubs' hope had significantly waned. But of course, Jed Hoyer of the Cubs said, I don't know where that came from. So apparently Jesse Roberts said on ESPN 1000 that there were some stern words exchanged between Bob Nightingale and Jed Hoyer when they ran into each other at winter meetings. So things are getting heated. Shohei is causing arguments between grown-ass men. This is so funny to me. So who knows if the Cubs haven't heard anything. They haven't heard if they're still in the running or not still in the running. Listen, if you're going to make a show about it, Shohei, like, go all in. I want daily press conferences from him. And the fact that he's not giving that to us, is he ruining baseball by not signing sooner? I tweeted out earlier. I was like, if Shohei Ohtani does not sign somewhere today, he will single-handedly ruin baseball forever, per multiple sources. I'm being dramatic. Someone in San Diego did make a road sign for Shohei. It was like, they made like a sign that says, "The Future Shohei Ohtani Boulevard." I'm like, yeah, that's going to age as well as that hype song that those old men did on the news last postseason. Do you remember that song?
I, like, vaguely, I remember seeing it on,
TikTok. You're not even,
like,
a baseball curly.
I remember seeing it on, like, TikTok or something. That's so funny.
It was so embarrassing.
The random
That's
things.
What's in. And they're just like, meh, meh. I, like, watched that video again because, like, someone posted it, I think, and I watched it again, and I was like, oh, man, this is so cringe.
The cringe.
This is so embarrassing. So embarrassing. We've got some other trades that have been happening all around baseball. We'll get into those in just a moment. But, guys, whoever's watching live, thanks for joining us live on YouTube. Super excited that the Rockies have the third overall pick. Excited to see that they made a move so they could participate in the Rule 5 draft. And, yeah, we have some transactions, but my goodness, compared to last year, we need more. This is not a juicy enough winter meetings for me just yet. But, yes. I'm looking at the transactions right now from this Rule 5 draft. Nothing crazy. Just, yeah, Anthony Molina. What's his sign? He's 21 years old. When is his birthday? Why doesn't MLB.com have his birthday listed? This is so crazy that they just don't have, like, his birthday or his bio on here. What is going on? But, yeah, spent last season in AA and AAA. So he played for the Montgomery Biscuits. That's pretty fun. Let's real fast shout out our friends at Breck Distillery. Because we love our friends at Breck Distillery. They're also the official bourbon of the Denver Broncos. They have a freaking whiskey suite, which I think is so cool. But they also have, they have a brand new vodka, by the way, commemorating the first white alternate Broncos helmets. It's called the Broncos Blizzard. Breckenridge Distillery, of course, is the world's highest distillery. They have been around since 2008, and they have award-winning spirits. They have an amazing guest experience, too. But they've got a great restaurant. They have these incredible cocktails. And this is new. Guests now have the opportunity to blend their own whiskey as they learn the inner workings of whiskey production. So you could have your own custom whiskey if you go check out Breck Distillery. And if that's, like, all too much work for you, guess what? The Reiki Seltzers made with Breck Spirits. We have them at the bar here. We drink them all the time. I'm a huge fan. I love that they're made with real spirits. They just taste that much better. But they've been at all of our Broncos tailgates, too, all of our watch parties. It's nothing but a good time. Breckenridge Distillery products are available in all 50 states. Shop your local retailer or visit BreckenridgeDistillery.com for home delivery of their award-winning spirits. Après, anywhere. All right. And we got to talk about Shady Rays to take on the sun with gear belt to last. Our friends at Shady Rays have you covered for warm weather or sunny cold weather ahead with premium polarized shades at an affordable price. They have the best protection in all of eyewear. If you lose or break them, they're going to replace them immediately. No questions asked, because they will not judge you. They will not judge you. Like, maybe some of my coworkers judged me when I lost my sunglasses. When I lost my Shady Rays day one, I got judged by everyone but Shady Rays. They've got your back with their production, with their protection program. You can shop online or you can shop their entire collection at the Park Meadows Mall. And if you don't love your Shady Rays, exchange them or return them for free within 30 days. There is no risk when you shop, fam. Here is the deal exclusive for our listeners. Shady Rays is giving out their best deal of the season. Go to ShadyRays.com and use code DNVR for 50% off two or more pairs of polarized sunglasses. So try for yourself the shades rated 5 stars by more than 250,000 people. That sounds amazing. All right. The trade market. What else is going on? Oh, remember that big Braves-Mariners trade from earlier this week? The Braves had gotten lefty Marco Gonzalez from that. And it turns out that he is already on the move again, apparently heading to Pittsburgh for a player to be named later. That was kind of the rumor. I think Ken Rosenthal tweeted that out the other day. Like, yeah, don't expect him to stay with the Braves too long. They're going to move him. Yeah. The Yankees got Alex Verdugo from the Red Sox in exchange for a trio of pitchers. All right, this is the rant I wanted to go on today. Tell me if anyone else feels this way. I feel like I have never in my life cared less about the Red Sox-Yankees rivalry until right now. I do not care at all what either of them are doing. I don't care if they're making trades. I don't know why I feel like this. So I don't know if it's because I left the East Coast and I've been gone for a while and I'm not like immersed in like Red Sox and Yankees fans, or maybe it's just because both teams are kind of irrelevant right now. Maybe it's a healthy mix of both. I don't know. Tiffany, do you, as someone who is not immersed in baseball 24/7 like me, do you care about the Yankees and the Red Sox?
No, not even a little.
Not even a little, she says.
Not even a little. Haven't, it's not my Roman Empire, I will
it's
say that.
It's not your Roman Empire. I used to care so much. I was like, oh, these are important moves. These are teams that are in it. It really hasn't been that long since the two were playing each other in a postseason. Was it the 2018 postseason? They were both playing against each other. And we never, it's, you know, when they're both good at the same time, it's kind of a little rare. But man, I do not care about either of those teams at all. Will in the chat, the Rockies took a good guy named Brenton Hardy in the minor league Rule 5 draft. The guy has a 7.5-foot stride when he delivers a pitch. Is he like 7 feet tall? What? Again, the Rule 5 draft is happening right now as we are on this podcast. So we're learning of the people who are being acquired and moved as this is all happening. But yeah, Nick Garcia. Oh, no, sorry. That he left Colorado or was taken from Colorado by the Giants. Round 2. Oh, the Rockies grabbed right-handed pitcher Thomas Ponticelli from Cleveland. Is Cleveland like the Rockies' new farm system? Because we've made a couple of trades with them. But of course, the best trade ever was for Nolan Jones, the one true Nolan. This is some pretty fun stuff. I'm excited to see, of course, some pitchers getting snagged. Oh, interesting. Seth Beer. Taken by the Pirates. One of my favorite baseball names. Seth Beer. Cool stuff, guys. We're going to keep you all posted, of course. Let me read some of the comments. Oh, my goodness. Mark in the chat. How does the minor league Rule 5 work? What are the requirements to hold on to those players? If you want to hold on to a player, they had to have been on your 40-man a couple of weeks ago. The Rule 5 draft is like one of those things where every year I'm like, okay, I got to remind myself how all of this works. So there's a major league phase. There's a minor league phase. The minor league phase of the Rule 5 draft, this is from MLB.com. There was also a minor. Okay. So the costs range from $12,000 to $24,000 for a AAA pick, and that's anyone who's not protected on a big league or AAA roster. Those people are all eligible. There's no AA phase. Players selected in this portion of the Rule 5 draft aren't subject to any roster restrictions with their new organization. So these are the minor league draft. You can snag them, and you don't have to put them on your 40-man. But with the major league phase, you do have to immediately put them on their 40-man. That's why you have to already have the spot available going into the draft, which is why the Rockies made some room on the 40-man just moments ago, right before the major league phase of the Rule 5 draft. But yeah, all kinds of crazy rules that go with the Rule 5 draft. It's always a crazy time. It's just like, I love baseball because it's so chaotic. Oh, speaking of chaotic, apparently Craig Kimbrel, speaking of Boston Red Sox postseasons, I feel like Craig Kimbrel every postseason is with a different team, stressing everyone out. This past postseason, it was the Phillies. So obviously, my family had not really paid attention to Craig Kimbrel too much in the past years. But they hated Craig Kimbrel this offseason. My sister was like losing her mind. She's like, why the F is this guy pitching? It was pretty funny. But apparently Craig Kimbrel and the Orioles are close to an agreement. That's according to a report from Ken Rosenthal. No one has confirmed this. But it's in the works, allegedly. I trust Ken Rosenthal. But anyway, I think that means Orioles postseason next year confirmed, because Craig Kimbrel will be there stressing out all the Orioles fans. I will pray for you guys. I will get you all blood pressure monitors. Y'all will need it. So yeah, anyway, where was I? We were talking about the Yankees and the Red Sox. Anyway, Kirby Yates added to the Rangers bullpen, signed a one-year deal that went down on Tuesday. The Dodgers re-signed Jason Hayward. He was pretty good last season. I feel like he's always pretty good at Coors Field. He's always pretty good against the Rockies. Hate it for us, but whatever. What are you going to do? Here we go. Tiff, do you see this tweet that I have in our little outline? All right, so at Cardinals Reek, posted this just like a little notepad lineup of all the moves we had in winter meetings last year by Tuesday at midnight. So already this time in winter meetings last year, Verlander went to the Mets, Turner went to the Phillies, Canely went to the Yankees, Bell went to Cleveland, Heaney went to Texas, Bellinger went to the Cubs, Haniger went to the Giants, Walker went to Philly, Strom went to Philly, Tyon went to the Cubs. So, like, we already had, like, a dozen moves at this point last year, and it has been so quiet. And, listen, I'm not going to blame Shohei Ohtani, because he's just trying to, like, get his good job and, like, be in the best place possible.
Trying to make that money.
But, homie, you gotta start moving. We need some more transactions, and everyone's waiting for you. We're all waiting for you, sweetie. Can you make a choice? Garrett in the chat, where do you think Ohtani is going? And please don't say the Dodgers. What do you want, an answer, or do you just want me to blow smoke up your ass? What do you want? Because I think Ohtani's going to go to the Dodgers, but I don't think the Blue Jays are really out of the question. I mean, no matter what, he's going to be paying a lot of taxes on that income. That's for sure. California's got high taxes. Canada has even higher taxes. Like, you're paying like half your salary. Half your salary is going to the government anyway. So I think he probably could lean towards the Dodgers if it's between the Dodgers and the Blue Jays. Will Carpenter in the chat. Rhys Hoskins is probably going to the Cubs. This is a thing. They've been in talks. I'm a little sad. This makes me so sad because, you know, I'm only sad because I'm, like, from Philly. And I, you know, was following Rhys Hoskins from the beginning. And he had such a great start after his MLB debut. And I feel bad that he was injured. You know, he's injured for, you know, this most recent playoff run. It would be fun if he could, you know, walk away from the Phillies with a ring, but I don't know. And he's like a good guy too. That's the thing. Like he has like this intangible quality of just like being a great dude, and everyone around him is better for being around him. So that would be a loss for the Phillies. Would it be like the biggest loss? No, I think the Phillies will be fine. I could see him being a Cub though. He's still got like a baby face. He like still is a Cub in terms of like where he is in life. All right. We've got Nate Dagger. I'm assuming that's how you say your name. I love trying to like read these usernames. It makes me feel old as hell. It's 100% Dodgers. They have been saving payroll for this for years. I think the Rockies payroll is more than the Dodgers for 2024 as of right now. Actually, I've not done the numbers. You could be right. I mean, the Rockies have a lot of payroll. Please don't even talk about Chris Bryant right now. Do not mention his name. So, yeah, that's what we've had going on. Oh, you know, some old friends making headlines, quote unquote headlines, making the ticker on MLB Network. Jose Iglesias signed a minor league deal with the Mets. He was our shortstop for a year. We'll never see him again. Playing for the Rockies. Yeah. So that these are the transactions going on, guys. And I'll refresh the little transaction piece one more time. Piece. Page. Let's see. Yeah, the Rockies have released Connor Siebold. That is official. That's on the transaction page. It's happened. Good luck to Connor Siebold. Man, he's such a nice guy too, and you can tell that like he's been through some stuff. Like he's lost his mother. He you know, has her name embroidered on his glove. He's a nice guy. He is a nice, nice guy. So yeah. He did come back up to the majors at the end of September, came back up from Albuquerque. He was on the injured list a little bit. Yeah. He came over to us from the Red Sox, of course, last offseason. Oh, yeah. He was a trade. All right. Connor Siebold, officially not a Rocky. We will remember you fondly. All right. Anything else in the comments? Garrett, damn, I'm really hoping Blue Jays or the Braves. Hopefully Dave Roberts blew it somehow. That's right. Of course, I think we talked about that earlier in the show, too. How Dave Roberts just could not keep his mouth shut, too. And he, like, paused before he said it. So he was like, do I say it? And then he did. And then he did. All right, guys, we are going to keep you guys posted on Twitter, of course, with all the latest headlines. We're going to keep you updated on Ohtani Watch. Oh, wait, but first, before we go, we'll be getting to work, of course, outside of this show. But if you're getting to work, listen, we got to talk about the Hestra gloves. Hestra is a glove company. They only make gloves, and they have done so for literally 85 years. So don't trash your good ski gloves while shoveling, doing outdoor cold labor, or changing a flat tire, whatever you're doing where you might be wearing gloves right now this time of year to do work. Don't wear your nice gloves. Get some work gloves that are actually built for work. Hestra job gloves fit great. They give you dexterity. And they're also super warm. That helps. And they are great. Listen, they're also great for drinking beers at a tailgate or at a hockey game, too. They are water and beer resistant. Good news. They're great for year-round work, like DIY projects, gardening, construction, landscaping, and anything else that you're using your hands for. They're made from high-end materials and create a longer-lasting, better-fitting work glove. Fourth generation owned and operated to their North American headquarters is right in Arvada. So visit hestrajob.us and use code DNVRJOB. That's DNVRJOB to get 30% off. your next purchase. And anyone looking to supply their team with high quality work gloves at a bulk rate, they can email Josh Jacobson at josh@hestraus.com. All right. Yeah, we love Hestra. Big fan. But yeah, we got a code. Head to their website. We got a link in the bio. Link in the bio? Link in the description. Link in bio, fam. All right. Any other comments in here before we go? Oh, Ryan Dempster just posted on Twitter that there is a mystery team for Ohtani. Thank you, Will, in the chat. Garrett Hall, any clue why the Rockies did not put anything on social media about the draft lottery? I don't know. I mean, maybe because it's just, you know, a thing that we will not really be. It's a thing that we won't have like the fruits of until next year. So maybe that's why. I don't know why they do anything that they do. And also like the communication department, the social media department, they are all very different, you know, than the rest of the organization too. So I don't know. I didn't realize that they hadn't posted anything about that. Like, are you sure? Can't confirm anything. I do wonder what mystery team could there possibly be for Ohtani? What could there possibly be? Another one of those big free agents, of course, we talk about him every day, Yamamoto. Apparently, Steve Cohen went to Japan to visit Yamamoto at some point last week because, of course, he's an eccentric billionaire. What else would an eccentric billionaire do other than just fly across the world to maybe get yourself an edge? Apparently, the Soto trade is in the works, too. Yamamoto is, like, the thing that has been, like, trending. Like, people are trying to get, like, both of them. John Morosi did tweet earlier today, Yoshinobu Yamamoto is expected to meet with the Yankees in the U.S. on Monday. The Yankees are seen as one of the top candidates to sign Yamamoto along with the Red Sox, Giants, Dodgers, and Cubs. And, of course, the Yankees, of course, are in. They've been a big part of the conversation with Juan Soto. Will the Padres move him? Yankees fans seem to be very confident that Yamamoto is going to happen for them. So I think that means it's not going to happen for them. Good for them. Good for them. But yeah, guys, thank you again. I feel like I've been saying goodbye for the past 7 minutes. But thank you guys for being here. As we work through all of this Rockies breaking news, all of these transactions, all of the winter meetings magic. But we're going to keep you posted on Twitter at @DNVR_Rockies is where you can find all of the latest. Y'all know we're going to keep you updated. Tiff, where can we follow you on social media?
I am @Tiffany_Tano on Twitter.
I love that. Thank you for knowing your Twitter handle. I'm getting all these producers in shape. I'm like, know your Twitter handle.
I'm always ready with Susie now.
It's the only, yeah, my only complaint is that none of you know your Twitter handles. Other than that, like, we have a perfect production department, except they all have one flaw, and it's really,
we don't like promoting our social media.
It's just, yeah, like promoting your own social media. No, you guys are all perfect. Guys, you can follow me at the Susie Hunter on all platforms. And you know what I like to say about closing out a podcast, Tiff?
What do you like to say?
I like to say, fuck it, we ball. We're going to be back here Friday at 5 p.m. Mountain Time right here on the DNVR Sports YouTube channel. But until then, see y'all on Twitter and see you later.
You all silly like the mayor.